The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up? Come on in. Welcome back to Build Your Tribe. This is episode part two of my comeback episode where I explained why I've been missing in action from Build Your Tribe for a little over 6 months. If you missed part one, I would highly recommend you go back and listen to that. It's the episode just prior to this one. And the reason why is because I'm going to pick up where I left off. So go ahead and download that. Listen to it. Come right back.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Yeah, so let's pick up where we left off. Where we left off, for those of you who know because you listened to part one, is I explained how everything changed one night after I went live about a topic that was kind of off-brand, not something that I've ever really offered before. It didn't have to do with Marketing Impact Academy or Smart Success, goal setting, fitness, family, faith, fashion, makeup, any of the normal things that I go live about. What I was talking about on this day is a personal challenge, something I was trying to figure out for myself that I hadn't really been talking about that much in social media. I had been developing a program, really, based on this incredible passion, obsession that I had kind of fallen into because of my own challenges that relates to weight loss resistance and why it is so many of the thousands and thousands and thousands of people who have done my exercise program gain the weight back, or any program. They lose the weight, they gain it back. The thousands and thousands and thousands of people who I meet who say, I tried this diet or that diet and it didn't work for me. The millions of people who every single year are gaining all the weight that they lost and putting it back on, and or spending hundreds of dollars on diet programs that work for somebody else, but they don't work for them. And that's been my obsession. It's a problem I'm trying to solve, a problem I'm trying to solve for myself, a problem I've been trying to solve for my customers. And I was developing this workout program and a diet around it where people could identify their own body type and identify what it was they needed. Because let's face it, no two people can eat the same way and have exactly the same result. And it's not about calories even. Some people can eat more carbs than others. Some people can eat a lot more calories. Two people, the same height, same weight, same exercise routine, same everything. One person, you know, can look at a big salad and gain 5 pounds. Another person can eat the big salad, chase it with a loaf of bread, and they've got a ripped six pack. Why? Why? What is it? Is one person doing it wrong? Or is there something very different about each of us? That epigenetics, the way that our DNA or genetic profile or cellular process is different from one person to the next. Like, you know, why? And why, if we know that we're all so uniquely different, why do we keep believing that one diet or one workout plan is going to fix everything for all people? It's just silly. And so I started developing this program that was complete with a workout program that allowed you to, you kind of identified who you were, your body type, your dieting history, your age, your hormones, your weight, your goals, all of these things, right? And really looking at your body type and looking at what you've done in the past and teaching people how to identify what was the right exercise program for them. And then even deeper than that, going into diet and helping people figure out how to heal their gut, how to balance their hormones, how to realize that it's not about calories. The difference between hunger and appetite and how our bodies work, as opposed to just telling people, here's a diet, here are the rules, follow it. Because I learned these things myself and knew that there were millions of people suffering from that same frustration, like, just tell me the right thing to do and I will do it. I knew there were millions of people suffering from the same problem. That was a problem I became very passionate about solving. And I first proposed this program to one of my partners, a partner obviously in fitness, and it wasn't the right program for them. They had, you know, other things that they were interested in launching. It just wasn't the right time for them, wasn't the right fit for them. So with their blessings, I said, totally get it. I understand. And, you know, there was a side of me that was kind of like almost relieved that a bigger partner, bigger corporate partner wasn't interested in this program, because what it allowed me to do was make it like nothing else that's out there. And so anyways, that's what led me to this Facebook Live video that I did. And in this Facebook Live, all I knew was that I needed to test this like a researcher. Like, all the research that I was reading was from, you know, doctors in universities who were doing studies with like sometimes 12 people, sometimes 70 people. And while they are university studies and they had, you know, control groups and sometimes corporate funding, what I wanted to do was a large scale test group, like something much bigger to prove that this would work. Because what I had been doing up until this point was testing it on a smaller scale, testing it with my friends, my coworkers, family members, just about anyone who I could convince to do some testing for me. They were doing this testing and the results were sick, like ridiculous. Like, everybody was losing weight. And more importantly, nobody felt like they were dieting, because everyone was kind of doing their own thing, which was super cool. So I wanted a larger sampling. I wanted a larger group to test this with. I went on Facebook Live. Okay, at this point, I haven't created anything other than my Google Docs and my own notes and my own notebooks and the research that I was collecting. But I hadn't created any like training videos or any recipes or workouts per se. Everything was just kind of recommendation form in written form in Google Docs. So what I wanted to do was just see if I had interest, see if I could take like a small group, but bigger than what most of these studies involved, and take a group of people through it to see what type of results those people got and figure out how I could tweak it and what needed to be changed. And, you know, is this in my mind or is this really working for people? So I went live on Facebook and I very frankly explained to people, listen, I haven't given this much thought. This isn't a program. This isn't a thing. All I'm telling you is, if you have struggled with weight loss resistance, you've been eating right and exercising and it's not fair and it's not right and you can't lose the weight and it's frustrating to you, would you be willing to trust me for 14 days? And I'm going to take you through a testing process. Now, because I don't want everybody and their brother, this beta testing process is going to run you $29. I think that's what we charged for the first one. And I said, it's 14 days and I'm not going to give you recipes. I'm not going to give you meal plans. I'm not even going to tell you exactly what to do. I'm going to teach you about your body and the way your body works and what should work best for you. But you're going to have to figure this out yourself. I'm just going to kind of guide you through it. Now, that's legit how I positioned that Facebook Live. And I didn't think there would be very many people who would be interested, because, like, think about what I just said. You're not getting anything really except a test, and I'm not even going to tell you what's involved, and just trust me. And get this. I was hoping for maybe if I was lucky, 200 people. Well, within about 8 minutes, we had over 1,000 people sign up. By the time we could close the test group down, we had over 2,500 people sign up and pay for that $30 14-day test group. All right. Now, how did that change the course of our business? Well, over the course of the next several days, our customer service department, my social media, every place where you could try to reach me, got inundated with thousands and thousands and thousands of people who were saying, I must get into this test. I must be a part of it. Like, just like threats. At one point, we actually had somebody create a video explaining all the reasons why they needed to be a part. It was insane. I've never seen anything like it. I've never experienced anything like it. There was anger, people like demanding that we take their money and put them in this group. And which was so funny to me, because I'm like, they don't even know what it is. I just said, basically, you're going to spend 14 days figuring this stuff out and I'm not going to give you anything. And that's when it hit us. This is a big problem and we've got a big solution. just 3 days later, Brett and I were in bed. I had just fallen asleep. You know that moment where you're like, you're just about to go into deep, deep sleep. And all of a sudden, Brett sat up in bed and he like threw his hands down and he said, "This is huge. It just hit me." And I like startled awake. And I'm like, what? He flipped on the lights. I've never seen him like this. Never seen him like this before. He flipped on the lights in the bedroom and he said, "Chalene, this is huge and it needs to be our focus. We've got to set everything aside right now, like everything. People are struggling with this and you've got this answer and it works and we know it works. And more importantly, now we know everyone is interested in this. People want to know this. It's that thing that's going to work for everyone because it's not a one size fits all. And Chalene, this is amazing and this is huge. And think about it. We have thousands and thousands of people right now angry with us so we won't accept their money. We haven't run a Facebook ad. We haven't talked about this. This is insane." And I could just tell he was so excited. And I was excited to see him that excited. But also at the same time, a little anxious, a little nervous, a little apprehensive. Because as I mentioned in the part one of this episode, there was a side of me that felt like, gosh, if I talk about diet, doesn't that somehow diminish or tarnish or, I don't know, confuse people about my quote unquote brand? So the next day when I woke up, I shared some of those feelings with Brett. I told him, "I love how excited you are. I'm that excited too. But I mean, should this really be our sole focus right now? Like, isn't this going to confuse people when I start really talking about wellness and diet when we've spent the last 7 years teaching people how to build businesses and teaching people how to build their own personal brand and, you know, how to get their lives organized and follow their own dream and passion?" He just started laughing. He said, "You do realize what you just said." I'm like, "No, what? I said, "Chalene, as you've always said, your personal brand is just who you are. And you can't worry about whether it confuses people or not. And you're multifaceted. You have multiple interests and they all relate to being a healthier, better person. How does this not relate to being a healthier, better person? How does this not relate to having more freedom? I can't think of anything that enslaves more people than struggling with their health and wellness. And we've been working for the last 7-8 years trying to teach people how to have freedom, whether that's freedom with their business, freedom by having more organization, more structure. For so many people, this is the freedom that they are searching for." And then he went on to kind of explain kind of my own logic back to me. "You remember, Chalene, you've always said that fitness for many people is their first taste of personal development. And fitness and diet go hand in hand. And let's face it, the best fitness program in the world isn't going to fix someone who doesn't know how to eat right for themselves. Like, this diet gives people their own diet. Like, it's a redefining of the word. Like, it's diet the way diet was meant to be. In other words, like what you're supposed to eat, not what you're not supposed to eat. And for so many people, that's their first taste, their first, this is really going to give people that personal development success that they need. And maybe the next step is figuring out how to be more organized or goal setting and then ultimately Marketing Impact Academy. But Chalene, this is for everyone. And it's so huge and it's so meant to be. And you're so passionate about this. And more importantly, holy cow, look at the interest. We've never had this kind of interest before. I mean, that Facebook Live that I did had a reach of almost over 1 million by day one. You know how you hear people say, you know, it was in that moment we knew we were onto something. I have to say that it was in that moment we weren't just onto something. We had found something huge and it felt so right. Our next steps were to figure out, okay, how do we do this in accordance with what it is we teach and stand for, which is smart success. In other words, we've got this monstrous, ginormous solution for people, but it's going to be a big undertaking and it's a big project. With smart success, our brand, what it is we stand for, what it is we teach, what it is we live, is that when you add something of that size and magnitude to your plate, you've got to take something of equal size off your plate or add staff on to accommodate the extra work. And that's what we decided to do, kind of a little bit of both. The first decision that we made was, okay, we've got to have the right people on board. We need, first of all, to establish a new business. So we incorporated a new business called Smart Life Inc., and we put the diet program under Smart Life Inc. We also have our Smart Life Push Journals under Smart Life Inc. So those are kind of like a personal development, branding related to diet, health, wellness, goal setting, etc. Then, kind of unclear on what our next steps were, we went back through Smart Success, which is something, by the way, if you have Smart Success, if you've purchased it in the past, you know you have lifetime access. If you're a Smart Success student, you know how important it is to revisit those first couple of lessons, especially surrounding your priority clarity statement about every 6 months. And that's what we did. Like, I don't have that, you know, off the top of my head, something I just always know when there's something new, how to adjust my priority clarity statement. So together we sat down and we went through that exercise together and kind of reverse engineered, what do we want this to look like? What don't we want this to look like? What is too stressful for us? What would growth look like that would compromise our current lifestyle? All right, what things do we love? What things do we want to enjoy if we were to expand the business in this way? You know, all of those things, and recreated a new priority clarity statement, which would incorporate this new diet program, which at the time that I'm recording this, I can't tell you the name, but we will be releasing the name a little later this month, in the month of August of 2017. And the program, by the way, will roll out in the fall. So depending on when you're listening to this, exciting, exciting stuff. Anyway, so back to that moment when we just realize this is a monster. How do we do this and not disrupt our happiness? And I have to tell you, my friends, my entrepreneurial spirited creative types, this is so important for you to do. You can't just go balls to the wall. You can't just set some goals or say, "Eureka, I found it," and just go after it. You've got to strategize. We've done it the other way. And let me tell you, you end up in stressed success, and that ain't fun. No amount of money, no amount of success is worth having if you're unhappy in the process. You know, so you really have to reverse engineer what it is you want. How would you define success for a project? And that's what we did. We sat down and we defined what this would look like in terms of our own definition of success. And then once we did that, we had a blueprint that we reverse engineered for building this out in such a way that it didn't disrupt our lives or the lives of our employees. Because part of our happiness is tied to the people. I shouldn't even call them employees. Our happiness is very much dictated by the happiness of our team. And when our team is happy, we're happy. And when we're happy, our team is happy. And that's like this really important balance. So we reverse engineered that. And one of the first things we realized we needed to find was someone who could marry these silos, if you will, so that they wouldn't become silos. Marketing Impact Academy, Smart Success, Virtual Business Academy, my fitness programs, and now this new diet program, which really isn't a diet. I mean, I have to call it a diet, but it's like it's giving you your own diet and helping you find a solution for life. Not just diet, but also how to incorporate exercise and just heal your gut and balance your hormones. Anyways, I'm not going to go off on a tangent on that. We needed to find someone who could help us bring all of these things together. A vice president. You know, we have our partner, Kevin Richards, and he's a wonderful strategist. We have our executive coach. We have Brett and I, and then we've got an amazing team here at Team Johnson and now Smart Life Inc. But we also knew we needed to bring on a lot of key people. We needed to bring on a chef. We needed to help us with the recipes. We needed to bring on a team of registered dietitians, graphic artists, more video people, content writers, email, you know, just a big team for the web development, the development of what will feel very much like an app when people are going through this process. There's a lot of moving pieces, and each one of those pieces is attached to a person, and each person had to be carefully selected so that they fit our brand. And that's one thing that we did wrong in the past. When we grew Powder Blue Productions, we just let new hires come on. When we found someone who could do the work, we brought them on, and we let other people do the hiring sometimes. And we had great people, but we hired too fast. and not everyone fit with our vision, with our brand, with our message. Not everyone got along, and not everyone will get along, but it should be pretty darn close. So we then reverse engineered and said, okay, boy, it sure would be great to release this program in the winter. It sure would be great to release this program in January. But we said, you know what? It won't be ready then. So we slowed our roll and we dialed it back. And see, that's really, really important. That's not procrastination. That's giving a project the space that it needs to breathe and expand and to put the right people in place. Never rush to bring in the right people. You've got to do that slowly. And we knew we needed about 9 to 10 new people. And that has taken almost 9 to 10 months. So it was Brett and I just realizing, okay, that's the first thing. We've got to bring on 9 to 10 people. Bringing on 9 to 10 new people while at the same time testing and retesting and testing and retesting the diet. Now we've tested it with, get this, 25,000 people. Talk about a science project. Talk about data. Talk about proof. Proof. The success stories, the amazing results that people have had are astonishing. They're jaw-dropping. And it's just more validation that we are on the right path. But again, because we had to bring in all these people, and because that meant Brett and I doing that hiring, that was really, really important to us, that took a lot of time away. So what we did is we decided not to launch Smart Success this year. We also decided not to do a couple of other key events that we normally do. We also declined almost every single speaking opportunity that came to me and declined almost all new projects. So I know a lot of people are like, why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Well, because we have a plan in place. And while it would be very attractive and it would stroke my ego to take on a lot of these new offerings, it doesn't fit with my priority clarity statement, and that's how I was able to stay true to the vision. Because ultimately, if I can just fit it in, that's not a good enough reason to do something. If it's going to be just one more straw that breaks the camel's back, that could have a detrimental effect on my marriage. It could have a detrimental effect on my happiness, my ability to exercise, which is like my drug, my ability to turn off and shut down and hang out with my kids and go roller skating with Sierra, or, you know, work on Brock's business with him or his podcast. Like, just because you can fit something in doesn't mean you should do it. So we decided collectively, Brett and I, what we would do, what we would say yes to, what we would have to decline and politely remove ourselves from, what projects, and yes, even what projects that we're creating income for. So we had to decline. We had to say, you know what, I know we're going to lose, you know, maybe even one of the projects we declined over $1.5 million. But at the end of the day, we know that this program is going to be much bigger than that. And the amount of stress that we would have felt in trying to do all of this at once just isn't worth it. It just isn't what we've been there before. And we wanted to do this right. We wanted to do this in a way that felt fun. And I think when people chase money and they feel like opportunities are fleeting, that's when you get in trouble. That's a scarcity mindset. And it's not fun to be there. God rewards your belief in abundance. When you feel that you are abundantly blessed, that you have more than you could ever possibly need, the blessings continue to rain down. And that has been our mindset, and that's how we've operated throughout this whole process. I can tell you that today we have the most amazing, yummy, delicious, fun, perfect people on our team. So far, so good. Knock on wood. You know, I mean, sometimes you can be wrong about these things, but I just have a really good sense that we've just got the most incredibly awesome team, and I'm really, really excited about it. It's made developing the diet so much fun. And then, as luck would have it, we were approached by Success Magazine just a couple of months ago, and they said, we can't believe you're not launching Smart Success. I mean, it's so perfect for our readers. We would like to partner with you. And kind of, we explained to them why we decided not to launch it this year and why we weren't doing a big Smart Success event. And they had this amazing proposal that, again, fit with our priority clarity statement, where I would be able to speak at their success event. They would launch Smart Success for us. And I would still be able to serve all those people inside the academy and then, of course, at their live event. It was like, God works in amazing ways. This is a beautiful thing. So that's where we are today as I record this. We've developed a diet program that we're calling a diet program, but it's really, it's an educational process. In conjunction with that, we've also developed a certification program because once people go through this, they turn into like mini nutritionists. I mean, people come out of this like so well educated and inspired and passionate and with just a renewed confidence about their bodies and what to eat and how to handle. Like, oh my God, it's just crazy. The transformations that happen with people mentally, like finally feeling free from food, finally having the answers they've been looking for. And they just get so excited about that. They just wanted to teach other people. And we saw all of these, you know, people like basically coming to us and saying, how can I get certified in this? How can I teach this to other people? I want to teach my family. I want to teach my friends. I want to go out into my community. And there was such a demand for it that we expanded our team again and have a team working on developing the certification at the same time that we've been developing the diet. We hired an amazing firm to help us with all the marketing, the web development, logos, designs, and to allow that to function like an app. So it's really, really easy for people to use. So then in the fall of this year, we will be launching our new diet program, which I'm excited to be able to tell you the name of it. But at this moment, I can't. It will also have a certification program attached to it. With this amazing team in place, that's now allowed me to dig back into some of the other things that I've always enjoyed, like the marketing side of this. Like I'm back here on Build Your Tribe because I have a team in place. But that is why I had to kind of take a sabbatical from Build Your Tribe and from all the marketing research that I normally do because, you know, I'm only one person. And I really wanted to devote the right amount of time and the right resources to finding the right people for this project. Now, I'm happy to say that we've got this amazing team that's taking all of my information and they're doing, you know, the building, if you will. They're taking all of the pieces that I've placed in front of them and just putting it all together so that it works seamlessly for our customers, which has allowed me to get back into the marketing piece, which frankly is really important because I'm going to have to market this diet program and just learning how things have changed so dramatically as they always do in social media in just, again, the last 3 to 6 months. Big, big changes in live video, in stories, in storytelling, in podcasting. Oh my gosh, you guys, like there's marketing is fun and I get geeked up about marketing. So it's funny how all this stuff works together. And we're sometimes so afraid to be more than one thing. Like they always say, you know, pick your niche and stay in your niche or stay in your lane. You know what? We've got a lot of interests. If you're going to be true to your brand, you're interested in more than one thing. You've got more than one problem you want to solve. So I hope that this story has inspired you to believe that it's important to just pay attention. And despite your best laid plans, sometimes God puts something else in front of you and all of the signs are pointing to it and you just have to listen. You have to trust. And you don't ever have to be one dimensional. You can be three dimensional. You can be as many dimensions as you want. I mean, as long as you're being true, as long as you're being authentic, as long as you're really coming from a place of trying to help people, I just don't think you can mess that up. Just help people. That's all I'm trying to do here. And my goodness, I can't say thank you. I can't express enough gratitude for your support. And I just feel so wildly blessed, beyond blessed, that this is my life, that I can find solutions for myself, no matter what area of my life they're in. And there's always people there who trust me and they're dealing with the same thing and they need that help too, whether it's marketing or wellness or fitness or diet or goal setting or family. It's just, it's a beautiful thing, man. Thank goodness that we have each other and social media. And I don't know if this was possible 15, 20 years ago, but it is so fun today to just be uniquely you and help people and serve others in the process. Thank you for staying tuned to my story. I'll keep you updated as we go. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear, like, I don't know, is this interesting? Because I've been living it, right? Like, and I also feel like, well, if people are watching me on social media, they've kind of watched this unfold. but maybe you got some details you didn't have before. But I seriously would love to hear from you in the socials. Let me know what you thought about this episode. The easiest way to reach me directly is, at the moment, Snapchat. You know, if you swipe up and send me a chat, I see those. I see most of my Instagram messages, not all. And Facebook, there's a lot of messages there. So it's a little tougher to reach me there, but you know where to find me on the socials. And I love hearing from you. So specifically, let me know what you thought about this episode. And as always, I really do hope that I have done you well today. It's always my goal to be brief, to be bright, to be fun, and then be done. So for today, for now, we are done. But get excited because I've got some really great episodes already in the can lined up for you. The next one is all about personal branding, specifically how it is you brand yourself when you're either working inside a company, a corporation, within a brand, or maybe you're in network marketing and you sell someone else's products, services, etc. How do you brand yourself and how do you balance that? That's what my next episode is all about. It's a two-parter. So be sure to subscribe. If you subscribe, what will happen is when I update the podcast with a new episode and you're home on Wi-Fi, it'll just automatically download to your phone. So it won't eat up data. Because I know a lot of people are like, well, it eats up my data. Not if you subscribe, because if you subscribe, then when you're on Wi-Fi, the episode will download and you'll have it there for your listening enjoyment when it's convenient for you. All right, that's all for now. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. This episode has been brought to you by the Smart Life Push Journal. If you're the type of individual who loves to make lists, keep yourself on task, get organized, and there just don't seem to be enough hours in the day. This is a convenient, lightweight, simple to use 30-day system. This is not just a day planner. And learn how you can get your health, fitness, life, and goals organized and develop the laser focus you need to have the life that you deserve. Check it out. Go to smartlifepushjournal.com.